Praise the Lord. We thank God for the moments of worship as the Spirit of the living God moves throughout this place. I thank God for the worshipers, the praisers, acknowledging that our God is able, that he moves mountains and he calls walls to fall, and he breaks chains in our lives, and that's why we gather. We're here just to worship here, to honor him, to give him all the glory. It's not about any of us. It's all about God, y'all. Y'all need to get this thing right. I don't know what you've come to do. I don't know what you've come to do, but it's all about giving God what he's so deserving of, lifting up his name, giving him the glory. I don't know why you're even in the building this morning, but when I come into this place, I come to lift up the name of my Lord and my Savior, Jesus the Christ. What did you come to do this morning? He moves mountains. He calls walls to fall, you all. He heals us. He delivers us. Come on, people of God, give him some praise. Worship our God in this place. If you believe this word, worship our God. Worship however you want to worship, but worship our God this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm sad when I see people missing it all. Because see, this may be your last chance. You don't know. It has nothing to do with age, you all. This may be your last chance to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Don't miss this moment of praise and worship to our God. Thank you, Lord God. Just thank you, God, for what you're doing for me. Mm-hmm. See, I'll praise you and thank you for the others also. But God, thank you for what you're doing for me. And what you've done for me. God, you've moved so many mountains out of the way. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Move mountains.
Thank you, Lord God.
You move mountains.
Thank you, Lord God.
Yeah, Jesus.
You move mountains.
Yes, God.
Yeah, they're moving. Yeah. Hallelujah, yeah.
You move mountains.
Can anybody just whisper that? If you're not a singer, just whisper it.
You move mountains.
You move mountains.
Hallelujah, God.
You move mountains.
Come on, let's worship. You move.
You move mountains.
Yes, God. When others gave up, you what you do, God?
Yeah.
Yeah. You move mountains.
Hey. Hey. Yeah, let the sound of the earth ring.
You move mountains.
Come on, let the sound of worship in this place.
God.
You move mountains.
When I was ready to give up, God, what did you do?
Yeah. You move mountains.
You move mountains.
Yeah. Come on, can we say this? See, you cause chains to break, yeah.
You cause chains to break.
You cause chains to break, yeah.
Cause
come on, they're falling, they're
break,
falling, they're falling.
Yeah.
You cause chains to break.
You
come on, watch them fall. Come
break.
On, watch them fall. You cause chains to break, yeah.
You cause chains to break.
Come on,
yeah.
Remember, see giants fall, yeah. I say giants fall, yeah.
Giants fall,
hey,
yeah.
Come on, say giants fall. Come on, they're
giants
falling.
Fall.
They're falling. They're falling. Say giants fall, yeah.
Giants fall.
Cause you move mountains.
Hey, you move mountains.
Yeah. Cause you move mountains. Yeah.
You move mountains.
Come on, he's a mighty God. He moves mountains. Hey.
You move mountains.
Hallelujah, God. You move mountains. Yes. And we're standing here,
yes,
only because you've made. And we're
only
standing
because.
Here, we're standing here, only because you've made a way. And we're standing,
yes,
here, only because you've made a way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank you, God, for that word, because that is your word for us, I believe, this day. Someone had to be reminded that you really are the one that could make a way. Somebody said, out of no way. God, help us. Let us pray, church. Let us pray, God. God, we thank you for loving us. God, we thank you for being God of our lives. God, we thank you for moving mountains, Lord God. God, we thank you for breaking chains, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us, Lord. God, we thank you for healing us, Lord God. God, we thank you for your deliverance, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, just for providing for us, God. God, we thank you, God, for even your spirit that's sweeping through this place right now and healing in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God. God, we thank you, God, because you first loved us, Lord God, when we weren't even lovable, Lord God. God, we just thank you this Sunday morning, Lord God. God, we gathered here once again, God, because we love you. We gather to honor you, to lift up your name, to give you glory, Lord God. Because you truly are the God who is able to meet our every need. So, God, we gather here this morning, God. Yes, we have some concerns, God. But first of all, we want to give you what you're due. And that's honor. That's praise. That's worship, because you're just God all by yourself, God. So, first of all, God, it's about you. It's all about you, Lord God. And God, now we ask that you meet the needs of the people that have gathered here on this Sunday morning. God, yes, we are in this world and we're challenged by the things of this world, God. But Jesus has told us to be of good cheer. He's overcome the world. So we've gathered here as a body, Lord, to just say we're overcomers, Lord God, because of your word, Lord. So God, meet the needs of your people right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, heal now, deliver in power in the name of Jesus. And God, as I stand to share your word this morning, if there be anything in me that's not like you, God, take it away right now. Sweep it away, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. God, if you give it to me, I'm going to declare it to your people. Oh, yes, I will, God. I've said yes, completely yes, years ago, God. So give it to me, Lord Jesus, and I will stand boldly and share this word with your people, Lord God. Holy Spirit, sweep through here now, God, and meet the needs of your people. Let your power, your anointing, your glory, your presence be felt throughout this entire building. It is in the name of Jesus that we do pray. Let the church, let the believers say amen. The believers say amen. Hallelujah, Lord God. I was teasing First Man last night about, okay, we're just going to have praise and worship tomorrow. I'm not preaching. We're just going to worship and praise God. And that has come to pass, that this has been a day of worship and honoring our God. But in obedience to God, there is a word from him today. As in obedience to our God. So I ask that you stand and turn to the book of the Epistle of Hebrews this morning. God is giving a word for someone this morning. And I just believe it's a relevant word for someone this morning, as found in the book of Hebrews chapter 10. Chapter 10, starting with verse 35. God is taking me back to a passage that I've read before. And God knows what I don't know, so I'm going to just move in obedience to him. He knows who will be here, who would be here, what they need.
Thank you, Lord.
So I've just learned to just turn it over to him and not try to figure it out in my own little small mind. So I'm just going with God, y'all. I've gotten too old to try it any other way. I'm just going with God now. To the end, I'm going all the way. Mm-hmm. I'm going all the way with my Lord and Savior. I don't care what it looks like. I'm not quitting on my God. He's never quit on me. Each year, I'm more determined that I'm going to stand and I'm going to do exactly what God tells me to do in this place. If you found the 10th chapter of Hebrew, we're going to go down to 35 and read 35 and 36 if you read along with me. And I'm reading from, I believe, the NIV this morning. Hallelujah, God. And in the NIV, these two verses read this way. Word for the church, word for the church, word for the church. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. That's it. You may be seated. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, will of God, will of God, you will receive what he has promised. As God and I dialogued last night concerning this message, God said, you've told them before, but tell them again. God is saying someone needs to hear it this morning. Somebody needs to hear this. And God is saying to you, do not give up on God. I don't know who it's for, but God and I went back and forth with this title. He said, make it plain and simple. Thank you, Jesus. Do not give up on God. God is saying someone needs these words of encouragement. They've been struggling this week. They've been hurting this week, unable to get the victory. They've been overwhelmed this week. God is saying some people in abundant life, they've prayed to me. They've asked me for something. God is saying, no, I haven't answered you yet. Note the word. I haven't answered you yet. But God is saying, in the meantime, I have some questions for you to reflect on. God is saying this morning, I've heard your prayer. Mm-hmm. I've seen your tears, he said. God is saying, I know your struggle. I know that you're suffering and you're in pain. I know that you're going through some disappointment and even some shame. God said, I know all about you. However, you must wait for my answer. God is saying to someone, as you wait on me, will you trust me? I don't know who you are, but as you wait for your answer, will you trust me? Will you stand firm on this scripture that Solomon wrote so many years ago in the book of Proverbs? Will my people stand on it? And he wrote, trust in the Lord with all their heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, you must acknowledge him. And then God, God. God will direct your path. See, too often we try to figure it out and do it our way. God will direct your path. This is a word for somebody this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. This is what the Message Bible says. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Do not try to figure it out on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do. Everywhere you go, He is the one that will keep you on track. Don't you assume you know it all. This is the word for the people of God. Don't you assume that you know it all. See, if you just believe it, let the believers say amen. This word is not for everybody. The believers say amen. Hallelujah, 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 Lord God. Help me, God, help me, God. Yes, I usually go to the part of my message when I tell you who wrote the book or the epistle. Because I think it's relevant. Because a member would talk to me. He was in debate with some about who wrote the Bible. And the Bible is not for us. So we are a teaching church. We are a life application church. We want our people to be able to speak to what this word says. And when they are challenged, they can stand flat footed and say, yes. God breathed on John. God breathed on Mark. God breathed on Paul to give us instructions on how we should live here on earth. But what was interesting about this book and this epistle, it said that Hebrew is anonymous. The scholars, the theologians, they went into debate. Who wrote this book? Was it Paul? Was it Luke? Was it Apollos? Was it Priscilla? Was it Silas? Who was it? And then one wise theologian said this. Hallelujah. But as to who actually wrote this epistle, God only knows. Hallelujah. God only knows. And to us as believers, it does not matter because we believe all scripture is inspired by God for our teaching and for our instructions. So it really doesn't matter to us. God breathed this word to show us which way to go, what way to turn, how to live, and how to forgive. That's what's important. Hallelujah, Lord God. Yes, He does. Help me, Holy Spirit, slow down. Hallelujah. This epistle was written, it says, to the second generation church. They had not seen Jesus, so they were actually listening to the voice of God through other believers. But these people had gotten to a point where they were going through some things. They were beginning to doubt their God. They were being persecuted for this word. So they were in that state of just falling back. They were considering giving up and going back to Judaism. So have you ever been there when it gets so tough that you say, this God thing ain't working for me. I might as well go back to what I used to do. Has anybody ever been there? I prayed, God, but you didn't answer me. So these people here, yeah, this is relevant to us because it's what we do. When things are not going our way, we have a tendency to look back to the way it used to be. God, I tried you, but you did give me wisdom, God. I'm kind of smart. Maybe I should try to figure this thing out on my own. Come on, somebody knows what I'm talking about. God is just too slow. You know, He gave me some intellect, and maybe I can use my intellect to try and solve this problem. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but God has a word for you today. Oh, yes, He does. Yes, He does. But in this chapter 10, I'm just going to move it ahead. This unknown person observed what was going on in the world. People stopped coming to church. People wouldn't come to Bible study. People deciding that, you know, I got some important stuff to do on Sunday morning and on Wednesday evening. But this word is for us. It says, so do not throw away your confidence in God, for it will richly reward you. Basically, don't give up on God. Don't you give up. You need only to persevere through your circumstance, through your situation. You just need to keep on pressing on and trust God, and he will. He will move mountains. Oh, yes, he will. He will break chains. Oh, yes, he will. He will forgive your sin. Oh, yes, he will. He will give you peace that surpasses all understanding. Oh, yes, he will. He will give you everlasting life. Oh, yes, he will. Does anybody believe it this morning? Let the church say amen. Don't you give up on God. God is saying to the church, don't you be discouraged. No matter what's happening in your life, don't you be discouraged. Don't be discouraged based on the news. Don't be discouraged based on Trump. Oh, excuse me. Don't be discouraged based on wars. Don't be discouraged based on starvation. Don't you be discouraged based on what's going on in our communities. Don't you be discouraged because of the holiness and the. Don't you be discouraged. God say, persevere. Hold on. Trust me, I'm in control of the world. I have the whole world in my hand. Don't you give up on me. Come on, somebody needs to hear that this morning. Somebody's in here about to quit. Somebody's about to give up on a situation. God said, don't you give up on me. See, as believers, we're to believe that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Do you love God? See, this word is for believers. It's not for everybody. This is for believers. Do you love God? God said, if you love me, don't you give up on me. See, the enemy will want you to doubt God. But God is saying this morning, simply, trust me. Because I am the source of your victory. He said, don't get it twisted. I am the source of your victory. Victory is connected to my faithfulness and your faithfulness in me. God grants victory to those who are faithful to him. No matter how difficult. See, some people are going through some difficult stuff, you all. Looking good on the outside, but stuff is just torn up inside. So this message is for those of you that feel like quitting. Like feel like throwing in the towel. This message is for you. Persevere. Perseverance involves endurance, okay? In the face of a difficult situation. It is a spiritual grace developed by facing and overcoming hardships with the help of the Holy Spirit. Persevere, people of God. The Bible tells us this. Consider it pure joy. Come on, you all know the word, my brother. Whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know the testing of your faith, develop perseverance. All right, come on, people of God. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may grow up, that you may be mature and do what God has called you to do. He wants us to grow up, so don't you give up in the middle of your trials and your tribulations. He's only shaping you and molding you. Don't you give up when things get a little tight. Don't you give up when things don't look right. Come on, people of God. Because Jesus knew this. He said, in this world, and we're in this world, you will have trials and tribulations. But come on, believers. Jesus said, I have overcome the world. The world, do you believe it? That's the thing about it. The people that are going to get healed are believers. You got to believe this word if you're going to get healed. Come on, people of God. We must endure. Don't quit. You must endure if you're going to reap the benefits that God has promised us. Because we are the light of the world. Come on, people of God. How do you, as the light of the world, deal with adversity? Because the world is looking. See, how do the Christian folk deal with adversity? Do they turn back from their God and do it the world's way? Come on, people of God. God wants to grow us up and equip us for service. So when we go out there, we got to be ready. We must be ready. So we must decide in the meantime, while we wait on God, we are not giving up. We're going to stand on his word that tells us that he will never leave us or forsake us. It tells us that we're more than conquerors through him who strengthens us. Come on, people of God, believe this word, live this word, apply this word to your lives and watch things change. Hallelujah. God is equipping Abundant Life to be recognized worldwide as a great church serving a great God, committed to the great commandment to carry out the great commission. But we got to get on board with this thing. Oh, yeah. That's what we're going to be known for, you all. And in order for us to apply this word to our personal lives, we must study it. Apply it and be doers of this word. We have a great work. God is doing a new thing here. But he need us to get on board. Oh, yes. And don't quit when it looks tough. Don't you give up on God. The Bible says don't throw away your confidence in God. Don't you give up. Don't you throw away your confidence in God. So what's going on with you? God has a word just for you this morning. Don't you throw away your confidence in God. I don't know who I'm talking about. Don't you throw away your confidence in God. Don't you throw away your confidence in God. Don't you throw away your confidence in God. It might be looking kind of tight and sad, but don't you throw away your confidence in God. Hallelujah. So I just want to leave a few thoughts with you. Hallelujah. When you're going through challenges, pray and seek the will of God. Seek his guidance. Then move in faith. You don't have time to hang your head down low like unbelievers. You lift your head up to the hills where cometh your help. See, your help coming from the Lord. But you must believe it, people of God. Oh, yes, you must believe it. You must believe that God is with you right in the middle of your situation. See, you're not there alone. He's right there with you. You must keep this confidence in this word. The Bible says you'll be richly rewarded. But see, you need to know how. You have to study the word. How will you be richly rewarded? Amen. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. In the meantime, while you wait for your solution, come on, Holy Spirit. While you wait, begin to praise God for your victory. Praise God in advance. What you are already confident that you know he's going to do. You just believe it. See, praise confuses the enemy. Somebody wrote a song about that. See, they expect you to be whining and crying and looking all beat up. But you praise God in advance for your victory. That's how believers live. And God is saying to someone once again, do not give up on me. Do not give up on me when your life is turned upside down. And I was thinking about this last night. Oh, God, so many times I've been upside down. When my life changed without notice. Oh, God, it's happened too many times. God, when I was hurt and disappointed and grieved, I just believed God was right there. So I began to praise him in advance for my delivery. Any praises in the house? Come on, any praises in the house. When it get kind of tight, you start praising God and watch him change some things. See, I am a living testimony. Oh, yes, I am. 3 times they said that I wouldn't be here any longer. I'm a living testimony. See, this is a song that Minister Jeff plays often in Bible study. And as I began to just look over my life, it's not your life, but my life. As I remember some of the hurt and pain when I thought I would lose my mind. You ever been there? This song came to mind. I almost let go. I felt like I could not make it anymore. My problems had me bound. Depression weighed me down. But God held me close so I wouldn't let go. I don't know whether you have that testimony. God's mercy kept me so I wouldn't let go. I thought I would lose my mind. But God's mercy, God's mercy. Does anybody know about the mercy of God? God, I will never give up on you because it's your mercy. I almost gave up. I was right at the edge of a breakthrough, but I couldn't see. The devil really had me, but Jesus came down and grabbed me, and he held me close so I wouldn't let go. And that's your deliverance. Don't you let go of God. Don't you give up on God, because God will not give up on you. So I heard the songwriter say, I'm here today because of God's mercy. I'm alive today because of his grace. God kept me so I wouldn't let go. So I'm not giving up on God, no matter what comes my way. Yes, Lord God, my only baby was taken, but God, I won't give up on you. Doctor said I would not make it, but God, I will not give up on you. I won't let go. Anybody in the house this morning? Because see, God is a keeper. God kept me. God kept me. God kept me, people of God, and he'll keep you no matter what's going on. God will keep you. God kept me so I wouldn't perish, people of God. So he knew he had a purpose for me. When the doctor said you would not survive, God kept me for my purpose. So I thank God he's allowed me to live long enough to live in my purpose. Come on, people of God, let's stand all over the sanctuary here. Don't you give up on God. I don't care what they say about you. No doubt.